What's the difference between, okay, you said we fuss. What's the difference between fussing and fighting?
There's a lot of difference. Fussing is having a disagreement about what's going on between you or a given circumstance. And maybe your voices get a little tense and you're yelling a little bit. But you're not trying to hurt the other one deliberately.
Oh, I see.
And if you're fighting, you're out to hurt the other one whatever way you can.
Oh, like emotionally and...
Yes, emotionally, physically, anything that you can throw at the other one to cause damage. Or to win your point or to win your fight.
Oh, I
guess... That, to me, is fighting. And to me, that is very destructive. It serves no good, no purpose.
In a marriage.
Yeah, unless you're trying to survive. Somebody's coming at you with something, then you fight for your life, but... Or your well-being.
Because I was thinking, yeah, we don't hit below the belt to me, you know, where you're fighting and you pull out, okay, well, you're fat and you're lazy and you're this and you're that. And you start name-calling and you start, you don't do this and you don't do that. That would antagonize the other person to start lashing back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
We don't.
And that's destructive.
Yeah, we don't do that. Mm-mm. I don't know why. We've never fought ever like that.
I think we laid that boundary down a long time ago. And I think it based on the fact that I won't say, fuck you.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't say it to me. Because that shows deep contentment for the other and resentment for the other person.
Yeah. Oh, you mean when you're yelling at a person, you go, fuck you. Like you're trying to, like that's okay, going to seal the point.
all the stops are pulling out now. When you do that.
Or like when you say, no slapping.
Across the cheek?
Yeah, no. To me, that is just totally, you know, when you
punched me in the shoulder, in the chest, and you... in my face.
Yeah, but...
It's still a controlled expression of anger.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was thinking in my first marriage, I think it just depends on who you're dealing with. You know, what their personality is like. Because I was a totally different person the first time.
The one thing that you and I both enjoy, though, is the fact that we like to reason it out, whatever it is. Whatever the subject matter is, you're willing to go... Okay, I don't understand. Let's explain this to me, and I'm going to explain my point of view to you, and maybe we can work this out together.
I don't actually say it that way.
No, you don't say it like that, but that's the process that we go through.
Yeah, because I can't, like I said, I don't remember. The only other time that I think we actually, when push came to shove, is when we had family meeting about the truck, and then you made the decision on yourself to change everything. And that pushed me because the bottom line was we had sat down as a family and made the decision.
That's true. And I had basically forgotten about it. And I had that inner need, that drive. And I can't help it sometimes. I want to fix it, whatever it is.
No, you don't, because my car is still broken.
Doesn't mean I don't want to fix it.
Oh. And the light outside's still broken. You said you were going to fix that before you went to bed. And that was 2 days ago.
Yeah, but we didn't do anything yesterday.
I know. That's terrible.
So it wasn't a matter
of... Oh, speaking of which, I got ice cream left over.
Yeah, you do.
That but candy cane chilled...
It wasn't a matter of I neglected these things on purpose. It was.
And
just
see, I'm not the one to nag and go, okay, well, unless it really bothered me. And it didn't, you know, to say, okay, get it done. Because, you know, the Christmas tree's been sitting there for a week now, and you haven't said anything.
Yeah, whenever you, like I told you, though, if you want to put it up, fine. If you don't, fine.
Now, see, wasn't that the same guy that was the pimp in the other movie?
Yes.
On the Magnum Force?
Yes.
He looks like a Chucky doll right there.
Yes, he does look like a Chucky doll.
Sudden Impact. Wow. God, you gotta love that. Well, it's not even 70s movies. It still has the hint of a 70s movie, but...
I think it's a 78 or 80.